Okay, we're up to page 10 of the Aleph. The bottom. We have a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel on a Gog that you can't see the Mechitzas. The Mechitzas are covered because the roofs are continuous. Those are called Mechitzo Sheino Mikaros. And basically there are four shitas in the Achronim what the din is min HaTorah. Some hold that Mechitzo Sheino Mikaros are good Mechitzas. You don't have to be able to see the Mechitzas for it to be a good Mechitza. And you say good Asik, Mechitza extends up min HaTorah in all cases. And the machlokas only here is, did the Rabbanan also consider mechitzo sheinu nikoros mechitzas, or did they passel them? That's one opinion. Second opinion is that the Dinachanani, this is a shiloh deraisa. Mechitzo sheinu nikoros could be, or not mechitzas min HaTorah, or they are mechitzas min HaTorah. And that's the machlokas. The Chazon Ish holds that min HaTorah, they're vadei not mechitzas. There's no such thing as a mechitza sheinu nikoros min HaTorah. And here we're only talking about a special din d'rabbanan, what's it called, reshuyos d'rabbanan, which anyway have mechitzas outside mechitzas. They're really a reshus hayachid no matter what. We're just talking, does this separate the different reshuyos of the gagos? That's a pure din d'rabbanan. Over here, the rabbanan may have considered mechitzas sheinu nikoros mechitzas, even though they're not mechitzas for anything else. And the Shari Tzion says just the opposite. That for everything else, the Mechitza Sheni Nikeres is a good Mechitza. Min HaTorah. Could be the Rabbanan over here said that it's not, what's it called? Only Legabe here. Legabe these, Halach of Gagin, there there's a Machlokas. Maybe Chachamim made a special Gzera by roofs that shouldn't be considered a Mechitza. But for everything else, Min HaTorah, it's a good Mechitza. So four different opinions of what the regular din of Mechitza Sheinu Nikoros would be. Okay, in any case, we have Machlokas over here for sure. So the Gemara asks a question. Tanan, the Chachamim Omrim, kol echad ve'echad reshus li'atzmo. It says that each gag is a reshus to itself. Mashma, Rashi says, kosoka daitach, kol echad yitaltu begago mashma. That everybody can carry on their gag. That means that the individual mechitzas that surround each gag, even though they're not nikkur, are good. Because if there are no mechitzas, they're not considered mechitzas, then the halach is like Rav. That it's porutz b'miluo l'makom sh'asurlo. Each gag is opened completely into the next gag. But if they're mechitzos, the she'enu mikaros are considered mechitzos, then they're not opened into the other gag. So it's mashm over here that in each gag a person can carry. So it's mashm that the mechitza is considered a mechitza. With Shmuel Nicha, according to Shmuel, that's good. L'Rav Kasha, but according to Rav who says mechitza sheinu nikoros are not mechitzas, and therefore you can't carry on each gag except al ramos. Here it's mashm that you can carry the whole thing. So Amri de Rav, Mishmei de Rav, Shlo Yitaltel, Beis Amos, Begag Zeh, Ubeis Amos, Begag Zeh. No, Enochinami. In each gag you can't carry more than four Amos. So what does it mean that what's it called? That Kol Echad Echad Reshus Liatzmo, not that you can carry in that whole Reshus. You can only carry four Amos. But it's Reshus Liatzmo that you can't carry two Amos in this gag and two Amos in the next gag. You're not carrying more than four Amos in any gag, but you're going from one gag to the other. That's Rabbanan holds also. When it says that it's each one is reshus liatzmo, it doesn't mean for carrying in that reshus. It means that you can't carry from one gag to the other gag, even within 4 hours. Okay, v'homer of Elazar, ki avin and bebovel, avi amrin and beirav mishmei derav amrei, emet altlim bo'el abzal ramas. Right, when I was in Bavel, so we looked into this sugya, and the yeshiva of Rav said in the name of Rav that on each gag you can't carry more than 4 amas. V'hani d'vei Shmuel tanu ein lohem elagagin. And they, in Shmuel's yeshiva, they learned ein lohem elagagin. Everyone has their gag. Mashma, they can carry on the entire gag. My ein lohem elagagin, lav d'shori v'tutule b'kule, isn't it that you're allowed to carry on the whole gag? Right, so l'chora, that Bryce that they said, seems to say you're allowed to carry on the whole gag. Where it says, v'alim masnisa. The Maya said, why is this Bryce any better than the Mishnah? The Mishnah says also, every gag is rishus to itself. And we explain that it's not a rishus that you can carry on the whole gag. It's a rishus that you can carry only on that gag and not into the next gag, even if you're going less than 4 amas. It's the same thing over here, right? Ein lohem ela gagon means not that they can carry on the whole gag. They can only carry 4 amas on that gag, but they can't carry within that 4 amas to another gag. What? Yeah, in a chanali, but they sure bring a rod of raya from a brisa, tanu. It's a brisa, tanu. That's how they learned the brisa. So according to the gears of the Shmuel, the brisa is a kasha and rab. Then make it up. They had a brisa. So Mara says the brisa is no worse than the Mishnah. We explain the Mishnah according to Rav, and you can explain this brisa according to Rav too. Achinami beizamos begagze or beizamos begagze. Rashi. The honey to the Shmuel tanu is masnisa biyadayu. In the yeshiva of Shmuel, they had a brisa. The most biminah to yuftal the veirat. They used this brisa to ask a kasha on the yeshiva of Rav. The tani ein lohem lechol echad elagagel. Each separate roof can only carry on their roof. Mashma, they can carry on the whole roof, not like Rav. Elagagel, the mashma lo yitaltal elabagagel. Habagagel yitaltal. Mashma, they can carry on their roof. Shmuel says, no, they can carry on their roof within arba amos. So what can't they do on the other roof? Even within arba amos, they can't carry to the other roof. That's what the brisa means. Amar Rav Yosef, lo shmia li hashmaisa. Rav Yosef, after he got sick, so he said to Abaya, I never heard this inyan. Amar le Abaya, at amras ni'alon. You taught us this inyan. The aho amras ni'alon, God godl asomach lekotten, a godl mutter, ba a kotten osser. And you taught us concerning this sugya of mechitzo sheino nikoros the following halacha. You have a big gag next to a smaller one. Smaller meaning that it's not as wide as the bigger gag. The pictures are in the back. Very simple picture. You have a gag, smaller gag here, a larger gag here. Now if you consider the mechitzas that they go all the way up, even the ones that are not nicker, so lamaisa, it's like these mechitzas go up, and this mechitza goes up, and what's it called? And each one is completely surrounded. However, if you don't consider mechitzos nikaros mechitzas, then the mechitza over here where the roofs adjoin is not considered a mechitza. So what you basically have is mechitzas all the way around, except this is open into this one completely. So if you consider the mechitzas that you can see, this gag has mechitzas around it. Because it has this side, all these sides are visible. It has these two sides up or two. So it has a mechitza all the way around, and the third side is closed off on both sides and doesn't open completely into the small one. Mashen came, the small one, there's no mechitza that separates it at all between the big one and the small one. So the small one is open completely into the big one, it's usher. The big one isn't open completely into the small one. These two sides close off the side. Therefore, it's mutter. Okay? The problem Tosa speaks about is the chora we had in the first parak that mechitzas that are only niros mibachutz are also considered. So here, if you look from the outside, the little one is not open completely into the big one because there's two mechitzas on the side. You only see those mechitzas on the big one. So then, before either Tosha says, where the walls of the big one go into the small one, but that you can't say unless you have mechitzas. If you don't have mechitzas, you consider this one coming up. You don't consider this one coming up, but you still have these, which are visible, as they come up. She says that you only say mechitza nearest mibachutz if it's a real mechitza. But even, what's it called, Shmuel would agree that mechitza she'ena nikaros don't give you a din of mechitza nearest bachutz. That two coolers you don't have. That it should be considered a mechitza, and even though you can't see it from the inside, it should be good. That much not. But later the Gemara is going to say it's talking where there are mechitzas all around. Then it's a kasha. Now you have a real bona fide mechitza that you can see from the outside. So then Tosha says it's talking where the side mechitzas go in to the, what's it called, the chatzar, the big chatzar. Then it's not even near as mebachutz.
Okay.
On this sugya, you told us the following case. Gag godel, a sobek lekotten, a godel butter, the akotten osser. The amras one Allah, amra Yehuda amra Shmuel, lo shonu elishyesh diurin azeh, the diurin azeh. The havile akotten, the had the cotton, mechitza nidreses. It's only where there are people who use both roofs. So then, they walk over the mechitza. It's not because the mechitza shenin ikeris is not a mechitza. It is. But a mechitza shenin ikeris, where people walk through it constantly, so it's either a halacha of osi rabbin umavakal mechitza, since the rabbin can walk through freely, there's no obstruction, that mechitza is bottle, or it's a special halacha by mechitza shenin ikeris. Again, a mechitza shen nikeres is a mechitza, but not of people walking over it. That not. Avol ein diur nalzeh v'alzeh, shnei mutarim. But Shmuel said that since the middle mechitza, even though you can't see it, is there, if people aren't walking over it constantly, it's a good mechitza, separates the small one from the big one, and they're both mutar. Rashi. Lo shmiya li hashmaisa de Shmuel. The name of Gurasik mechitzas kihani shen nikaris. I never heard this Indian about mechitzas shen nikaris. That's what Rav Yosef said. So Rabbi reminded him, not only did you hear it, you gave a shir about it. And he told us in the shir, God godl samach lekotin, godl odifal of lekan lekan, the godl is wider on both sides than the smaller one. The big one is mutter, and the smaller one is osur. Even according to Rav, the big one is mutter, because the big one is surrounded by mechitzas nikaros that you say gurasik. The three sides are visible, and the two partial sides are visible. The only side that's not visible is the connecting wall between the small one and the big one. The comes out that the big chotzer has not one big entrance into the small one, but its entrance is closed on both sides partially. So it's not pasuach b'ni luo to a place that it can't carry. To another rishos. It's only pasuach with a pesach of less than 10 amos. And it's closed off on both sides. Therefore, it's mutter. V'ach pirtsa shekeneged ha-kotten, pischa ha-vei le-godl. V'ein kot nosra alav. V'avi kishtei chatzeros u-pesach b'neim. It's like any two chatzeros that didn't make an eruv, and they have a doorway between them, but they're not open completely one into the other, so they're mutter, each one separately. Aval cotton osir to lidide have a miluo, the lav pischo, the asriale b'nei godl. But from the small one to the big one, there aren't any sides, because the small one opens directly into the big one, and the opening is completely opened. Therefore, it's osir. So Shmuel said, sheyesh yurzurin alzeh v'alzeh, she'ovrin kol shom izeh l'zeh. There's people living in both, and they're going back and forth over that joint roof constantly. Therefore, you can't say gudasik because people are constantly walking over that mechitza. And like we said, it's not a halacha that applies to real mechitzas, because real mechitzas, if they're nicker, we don't say that they're what's it called, osi rabim umavafel mechitza. But for this mechitza, shade of nicker, it's enough to be mavakel it by even people walking over it constantly. If there aren't people constantly walking between these two chatzeres, then we say gurasik, umutr afakot, even the small one is mutter. Alma afu mechitza shenu nikeres, isle v'shmuel gurasik. So here we see that Shmuel holds by mechitza shenu nikeres, that we say it's a good mechitza. Lavde mechuborin hein, ein grisa mizelezeh. Because if they wouldn't be connected, you couldn't walk from one to the other. If the roofs would be separated, especially if you hold that you have to be able to see 10 tefachim of the mechitza, that it's a big space. So obviously the roofs are connected. So the mechitza is a mechitza, shen and ikeres, in that spot. Omar Lay, sort of Yosef, said, now that you mention it, and you reminded me about the shear, you got it wrong. That's not what I said. Lamaisa, the other reminded him, Rav Yosef remembered the shear. And he remembered that Abaya didn't hear it right. Lo shonu el sheyesh mechitza al zeh u mechitza al zeh. The godl mystery begifufei, the kot nifras milua. Aval ein mechitza lo al zeh, velo al zeh, shneim asuri. When I taught you this, shear, I told you that the only time the big one is mutter is if there are real mechitzes surrounding it. And there's real mechitzes around the small one. But if there's no real mechitza on any of them, then they're both also. Right? Because mechitza shein nikeres is not a mechitza. I talk a hell like Rav. You learned it wrong. You thought I was talking where there's no mechitzes. So Abaya said, but I remember specifically, now he's thinking that Rav Yosef maybe didn't remember his shear as good as he did, because he got sick. So he said, but I might remember you mentioning diurim, whether people live there or not. You didn't make the main thing dependent whether it's a mechitza. You made the main thing dependent if there are people there or not. It's mashma that it didn't make a difference as a mechitza or not. The main difference was were people walking over this area, which could have been considered a mechitza. But do you remember so? So he says, no. I remember guns fine now. You actually reminded me. And if I did mention the word diurim, he amri lechu diurim, hachi amri lechu. This is what I meant. Lo shonu ela sheyesh mechitza ru'uya ledira. Al zeh mechitza ru'uya ledira al zeh. The only time it's mutter is if there's a bona fide mechitza that's royal deer on both of them. But then the big one is mutter because it has side mechitzas. Gifufe. The kot nifras bililua. And the yesh mechitza royal deer ala godl. The ain royal deer ala cotton. Afilu cotton shari. But if there are mechitzas that were royal deer on the, what's it called, on the big one. But they're not really ladira. On the small one, what's it called? Afilu cotton shori lidnegodl. The big one can even walk into the small one. Right? But the small one can't walk into the big one.
What's
the mechitza ruladira? See, what Rashi explains with this. In other words, a strong mechitza. That's.
Even a chiyuv d'oraisa, there's a makia there on these roofs? Like, how could it not be?
Yeah, it could be the, what's it called, the over here. The idea is, I might think, since they're mechitza shein and nikaros, so that's good enough, even if the mechitza that you could see is not so strong. The last one, the mechitza shein and nikaros are nothing. And you need a real bona fide mechitza. That's it. Rashi. Sheesh mechitza al zeh vi al zeh. Kol sviv oseyen. Chutz mikeneget chiburon. Tahash ne mishri godel b'gifufi. So Rav Yosef said, that's not what I taught you. I taught you the cases talking with their bona fide mechitzas all the way around the periphery. The only place there's not a mechitza nicker is the opening of the small one into the big one. That's where the roofs are joined. And that taka is no good. Therefore, the small one's usher, what's it called, because it's opened into the big one. And the big one's mutter, because it's not open totally into the small one, because there's two side mechitzas too. But if there be no bona fide mechitzas, then they both be also. Because mechitzas, shen and nikaros, are not mechitzas. The kot nami osra gadol, the whole of lo havi gifufi mamish, eli ayide gud asik, lo havi gifufi lishavi pischa, the gabi the pischa, the min karboina, ukai gathna lo havi inch. Because the mechitzas that you want to consider that close off part of the opening of the big one into the small one are not really there. You only do it by good asik, if there's no real mechitza. And mechitza, shen and nikaros, are not enough to be considered gifufe. And here it's not even mechitza shen and nikaros. It's mechitza nikaros. Right? It's just that mechitza nikar, that you have to say good asik, doesn't help to close off a doorway. In other words, if something's open completely into something else, but there's a mechitza shein and nikaros, which closes it off, even Shmuel holds that doesn't help. It can help to be a mechitza. It can't be help to make it considered closed. It's not closed. Right? It's just closed imaginary. In order to close a Pesach off, it has to be real, not imaginary. So he said, Im Amri lecha diurin, so Rabbi told him, but I remember you mentioning the word diurin. Mashman had to do with people crossing over the middle mechitza, not whether there were actual mechitzas or not. Yami lechudiyurim iskarti lechem shum dira bedover kach amarti lechem. Rav Yosef chola v'shachach tamudo. Rav Yosef got sick and forgot, but when they reminded him, he remembered. Lo shada the cotton osir, bein le diure cotton, bein le diure gadol. Right, the only time the cotton is osir, both for the small one and the big one, ela sheyesh mechitza ruil adira. That's when there's a mechitza ruil adira. Kolomar, mechitza kavua the kayenis, a real bona fide mechitza. Then the tarvayu galo datayu, the boish tamushi, kolchad bididei. When each one put up a mechitza around their chotzer, each one showed they wanted to separate from the other one. Hilkach gadol mutter b'shalo, the pishol. Therefore the gadol is mutter, because the separation between it and the small one is a pesach. The cotton can't aser on the big one because it's like two chatzeres with a pesach between. The cotton aser lishneyem, but a cotton is aser both to the people inside the cotton and the people in the gadol. Why? Mishum de nifras bibiru al gadol. Because there is no closed part by the cotton to the gadol. It's open completely. The aser alei b'nei gadol ulididu nami lo mishteri. Given to Ovidle, Mori, Mechitza, Kavua, Lo Solik Nafshe Mine, Lo Achli Legabai. Since he put up a Mechitza, they want to be separate. And they're separate, opened into a place that's also. So they can't carry in their own Rishos either. Okay. Aval Yesh Mechitza Ruya, Ledira Alagadu, the Ain Ruya Ledira Alakotten. But if only the big one put mechitzas around it, and the cotton didn't have any mechitzas, they didn't put up any mechitzas, right? Afilu cotton shori libnei gadol, then the big one can carry in the small one. They don't ask it, because the small one didn't separate themselves from the big one, and the big one has a pesach into the small one, so they can carry. My taiba. They basically said, we're out of the picture. And the big one now is, the small one's like an extension to the big one. And the small one, what's it called, like put themselves out of the Indian Bechla, because they didn't put mechitzas around their chotzer. Kehadam Rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman's case. You can see that somebody can totally separate himself and take himself out of the picture. Rav Nachman, also sulam kavua legago, huter b'chol agagim. If you have, a lot of gagim that are connected one to the other, without the chitzis, and one person put up a permanent ladder, and the other people didn't put up ladders, then the other people show they don't want to use their gag. And they basically were mochalit to the guy who put up the ladder. So now it's considered like though all those gagos are the reshus of that one guy with the ladder. And the other people are mesalik themselves. So you see that if the other ones didn't put up the ladder, they're mesalik themselves to the guy who did put up the ladder. Same thing over here. If the people of the big chotzer put up machitzes and the other little one didn't, then the little ones say, we're not going to use our roof because we didn't put up machitzes. And therefore, mesalik ourselves, and the roof becomes the same reshus as the big chotzer and not a separate din by itself. Omer Abaya, bona aliyah al gabe beso, v'osu lefane adarkar, bo hutu b'chol agagim. Abaya said the same thing would be if somebody built a second story on his gag, and the other gagos didn't build anything on their roof. They left it empty. And this guy made a mechitza, an opening to the other gag, a little Pesach Rashi says, or Tosa says a little mechitza, and now comes out that this guy showed that he wants to use his roof, and the other people don't want to use the roof. So all the roofs become the reshus of the guy who used it. Shai over here, who this goes according to. The Rabbanan hold, all the roofs are separate. So it could be, according to the Rabbanan, that's what this chiddush is. We don't pass it like the Rabbanan. It's difficult to say that they're saying a chiddush in what we don't pass it. That now all the roofs are considered one reshus, the reshus of the guy who has a ladder, or the second story, with the dakum. Or if you're going on Shmuel. Shmuel holds anyway, all the roofs are one reshus. So what would help the ladder? That now, not only can you carry from one roof to the other, you can carry from this guy's house onto the roof. Because it's all one reshus, because he put up a ladder. So that already is machlokas. Whether this halacha applies to Shmuel, and it applies even from the house to the roof, or it's only the Rabbanan, and it makes all the roofs one reshus of the guy who has the ladder. And if it is, then it's irrelevant for halacha. And that's taka why the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam don't mention this halacha at all. Because they hold, Rashi seems to hold like that, that it's only halacha and the Rabbanan. But it wouldn't work according to Shmuel. And halacha is like Shmuel, so according to Shmuel, all the gagim anyway are one reshus. So you don't need this. So the Mela, this halacha is irrelevant. Omar Rava, panim shadaka l'isser. Sometimes the daka will make it awesome for him to use the rest of the roofs. Hechidami, David alahadi tarbitza the basic, where he made the daka not on the side of the roofs, but he made the daka in his aliyah on the side of his garden. So he shows he wants to completely separate himself from the other roofs. He wants this aliyah to be open to his garden, the side entrance, not the other entrance to the roofs. Rashi, Sliku Saluki Sliku Nafshayu, B'nei Kotin Migago, V'yachlu L'bnei Kotin. Since they didn't build a mechitza, and the big one did, the little ones are saying, we're not going to use our roof, so you can have it. The reshus can be like yours. They're not giving it to him monetarily, but they're giving it to him usage-wise. Hutter b'chol agagin, V'afilu L'rabonon. Rashi is mashma, this halacha is the fi d'rabbanan, not in Reb Shimon. It's not from the house to the roofs, but the Rabbanan here would hold, like Reb Shimon, that all the roofs are one reshus, but the reshus of the guy was the ladder. Bono lea v'hikiv kol gago mechitzas l'aliyah. Similarly, if one guy put up a second story, put mechitzas around his roof, for a second story, and all the other people on their roofs didn't put up a second story. And the guy made a daka, Pesach Cotton, Pasuach Litzad Agagim. According to Tosfos, it's not a Pesach cotton, it's a Mechitza Ketana. Hutra Bekula. The Goli Daite to come Masik Bo. The Heim Lo Ikpidu Lasos Kein Achlinu Legabe. He shows that he wants to use his roof and open it to the others. And they didn't wear mocha. So obviously it's okay with them. And they didn't put up mechitzas. They're not using their roof. Menela, he has usage of all the roofs. Panim shadakali, yisir, vafilu Rav Meir, demashvi kol agogos v'shus achas osabayim. Even according to Rav Meir, who says that all the goggles are one rishus, this guy would still be usher with the other goggles. How so? The avdilari tarbitze, sheposcho l'tzad ginoso. He opened his second story not into the other roofs. It's closed off from the other roofs. It's opened into his garden, which is on the other side. In other words, the side that's adjacent to the other roofs is the north side. The side that's open to his garden is the west side. He opened the west side and left the other one completely closed. So what is he showing? I don't want to have anything to do with the other Gagi. He separated himself. So even according to Rav Meir and Rav Shimon, who hold that all the Gagim are one Rishos, here the guy separated himself, and for him, the rest of the Gagim are not one Rishos. And he can't, he has a hole in the wall or whatever, can't carry on to the other Gag. Mechitza shel tzad Gagim v'niach stuma. He left a Mechitza separated between him and the other roofs. He separated himself from those roofs. He can't carry it onto those roofs.